to our first episode of Candid Conversations with Amy. This is going to be a little different than what I have been sharing. However, it's still going to have a little bit of an edge to it. So today I'm going to be sharing some experiences that have kind of knocked me on my butt a little bit. And I encourage you to listen to consider what are the challenges that are popping up for you and what can you do to actually move through them so that you don't stop that flow that is innate to you, that flow that is you. Because let's face it, we have challenges popping up every day of our lives in some way, shape, or form. So let's not wait any longer. Let's dive in. And this is kind of a playful episode because I'll be sharing some thoughts around what it's like living with my husband now that he's retired. All right, let's get going. There are those who love being off-road. They like getting dirty and muddy and just seeing what's around the corner. They love it. Absolutely. Me too. However, I'll tell you, 2020 off-roading kind of sucked. And in many ways, my gosh, it was fabulous. The insights, the discoveries were just amazing. And they were challenging. I'm not going to lie. As the year came to an end, I found myself shifting my reality in a way that I hadn't seen before. And, well, that's how we always shift our reality. However, this one was around the thought and the anticipation of my husband retiring. What was going to look like for me? Was it going to be hard? Well, he retired officially February 1st. However, with Christmas vacation and extra days that he needed to take before he retired, he was home a lot. And it wasn't a bad thing. It was great. And now that it's been a couple of months, what I'm noticing is I haven't really found my new groove, my new way of being. And every day you really have to allow yourself to ask that question, what do I need to do for myself now? However, now I'm looking at it very differently because it's a very broad experience because my husband is home all the time. When he was going to work, I could do a recording like this anytime I wanted, anywhere in the house I wanted to. I could do anything I wanted. And now it's a little bit more challenging. So as I record this, I am sitting in the downstairs of my daughter's house because I was feeling a little exasperated, frustrated, annoyed, and 101 other adjectives I could share with you. So I asked myself, what do I need to do for myself? And I thought, I need to get out of the house. And it was like, okay, where do I need to go? And then I was like, I sent a message to my daughter and I said, I think I need to get out of the house. I don't think I can do this today. And she's like, messages me back. Would you like to come over and work in my basement? It was like, pause, 2, 3. Yes. What time is your lunch? I will bring you lunch and I'm going to work. So I get ready, I pack up her lunch, and I put on my coat, my shoes, and then my husband comes up from the basement because he's done working. He's not going to be banging and making all kinds of noises anymore. And I'm like, of course, of course. So how do you move forward in your life when you've got a major change that's happened or is about to happen? Because in the beginning, it might sound really great, and it may even be great. And here's the thing, him being retired, I see him shifting energetically, and it's amazing. And we've had some great conversations. However, I need to consider, what do I need to do for myself to ensure that I keep moving forward in my life in a meaningful way. And is it great having him home? Yes, it is. On many levels, it's fantastic. And then there's those other moments. Those moments when I want to work on my business, where I want to write, I want to let those creative juices flow. And then suddenly there's a bunch of background noises that weren't there the moment before. My husband talking baby talk to my cats. Do I love that? Yes, normally I would. And now today it annoys me. Or I go to do something else and he's not talking baby talk, but he's banging on stuff and it's like, ooh. And then the nerve of him. He starts talking to me while I'm writing. Now, if you have a creative bone in your body, and if you're listening to this, I have no doubt in my mind that you do have a creative bone in your body. You probably have many of them. You know that those moments where it's quiet, where it's still, those are sacred moments. Those are the moments where insights start to gently nudge you and you start to follow them down that path and you're like, oh, I see you. I know where you're going. Well, I was having one of those moments this morning and then he started talking to me. Now, I love my husband, but I thought, man, I gotta get out of the house or I'm gonna kill him. So I was having one of those moments where I was like, I need to do what I need to do in order for me to keep those creative juices flowing, to not have them interrupted. So each and every day, you and I, we need to stop. And when we're starting to feel those moments, when frustration, annoyance, something is pulling us off of our mark, that mark of who I am, this is who I am in this world. When we're feeling like we're being pulled away from that, I'm going to call it peace and serenity, that is us, that is the moment where you need to stop and ask yourself, what do you need to do for yourself? What do you need to create to enable you to keep moving forward and staying with that creative flow that is within you?